If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, I would so much prefer seeing these sexy beasts,
then check us out on YouTube
at Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Who do you think would have had the shortest time frame between going from meeting someone to having sex? Me or you?
Me, of course.
You think you outdid me?
100%.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My wonderful mother.
And my wonderful traveling hobbit son.
I am ready for my next adventure as the young Frodo.
You are a little Bilbo-like.
I'm going off to Paris in approximately 3 weeks from when this airs.
And what are you going to be doing there for all our sneaky freak listeners?
I'm going to clown school, mother.
You already go to clown school.
I'm going to the clown god, as my teacher put it this week.
Well, are you ready for the clown god? Are you a little nervous?
I'm a little nervous. So for you sneaky freaks, there's one guy in the world who is known as the best clown. And he is the best clown teacher.
Who makes that determination? I mean, Cirque du Soleil? Or what is this, Bozo?
A lot of famous actors went through this school.
Really?
Sacha Baron Cohen went through this school.
Oh.
Emma Stone, I think, went
to
school.
So you're trying to be the next Sacha Baron Cohen.
I'm trying to be the next
Borak.
Cam Potter. I have to figure out how to say my name first and then...
Yes. Yeah.
But this is the guy. This guy is an 80-something-year-old Frenchman who sits there with a drum and bangs it whenever you're not funny.
Oh,
this
boy.
This is who I'm going to on a daily basis for the month of July.
Are you concerned?
I'm not so concerned, except my clown teacher this week did make an announcement at the end of class saying that he wishes me well on my journey and that whatever I experienced, don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally.
And he was like, we had a great time playing with you. He's going to try to break you. Don't let him.
Oh, my God.
It felt like a soldier going off to war.
Yeah, and you're paying for this.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. A lot of time, a lot of effort. Hopefully, I become funnier as a result.
You're going to be the next Borak.
First of all, it's Borat.
You're going to be the next Borat.
Second of all, I'm not trying to do a Sacha Baron Cohen situation.
What are you
situation.
Trying to do, like Charlie Chaplin?
I don't know.
Andy Kaufman? What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to be the next Camp Hoder.
Okay. I wish you luck, Bilbo Baggins.
Irreplicable.
You mean like you're a unique individual.
That's right.
Which I really appreciate.
Thank you, Mom. Anyway, that being the case, it's important to announce to our sneaky freaks that we will be going on hiatus.
Yes, we will. A much needed one. We haven't gone on, I don't think we've ever gone on a hiatus, have we?
I think we went through a hiatus last time I was in clown school.
Which was how many years ago?
2017.
Yeah.
The hiatus might have, I think we were supposed to be like a couple months. I think it lasted about 2 weeks.
Well,
it was
hopefully,
a quick turnaround.
For those of you who are freaking out wherever you're driving your car, going, oh no, they're going on hiatus. Never fear. We're going to figure out something to do. Maybe we'll do some live streaming or something funny.
I'm not committing to anything because who knows? I might be broken from the school. All of July and August, we are going to be off the air.
Off air.
You're
going
to have
unplugged.
To get your rocks off somewhere else. Maybe one of the other pleasure podcasts.
How about just go back and listen to the episodes that you missed? You didn't, for sure. I know we're over on 450 episodes.
I think we're actually on 500. This might be close to our 500th episode.
So I think that they'll have plenty of the back catalog to go through.
That's true. You
some of the years we interviewed a lot of comedians, those were hilariously funny years.
You love those comedians.
I am a big comedian whore.
You're a comedian whore.
I am.
Well, mother, without further ado, I think we should jump into the question of the week.
Oh, yes. It's
the
a doozy.
The sneaky freak question of the week is, what is the shortest you've gone from meeting someone to having sex with them? What happened? So if you're just tuning in, the sneaky freak question of the week is a wild sex question to pique your curiosity that we will text you at 31. Oh, I'm sorry. You text us.
You will text
then
us.
Then we will text you. So if you want to participate in this, just give us a text at 310-356-3920. All right. So this week, the Sneaky Free question of the week is, what is the shortest you've gone from meeting someone to having sex with them? What happened?
I know you're going to try to throw this back on me.
Well, you should go for it, mother.
Well, I was thinking about...
First of all, hold on. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. Just before we get into it, who do you think would have had the shortest time frame between going from meeting someone to having sex? Me or you?
Me, of course.
You think you outdid me?
100%. Even we ask Joseph, our producer over here.
Joseph, who do you bet on? Wow.
Karen Lee. He bets on Karen Lee.
All right. Well, let's see, Mom. What? How fast were you?
Well, first of all, I was going to talk about the slowest.
Oh, okay. So don't answer the question.
Yeah, because the guy pursued me for like a full year to lose my virginity. And I succumbed finally after a year.
Okay.
But that was not the shortest, obviously.
What's the shortest, mother?
I mean, there's been several. If we had a stopwatch, I mean, I had...
I want the shortest time from meeting to fucking. What do you got?
I would say on a cruise ship, I thought we were going to go back to my room to have a kiss, and it turned into more than a kiss.
Turned into a full-blown fuck session.
So I would say it was a couple hours.
Couple hours?
Yeah. What do you got?
1 hour.
1 hour?
1 hour.
No way.
I beat
How
you.
How have I never heard of this? What decade was this?
This was in college. This was the ball breaker story.
Oh, wow.
This was the night it was a very drunk night for me. I saw a cute girl enter the party pretty late, went up to her, tried to set her up with my friend. She said she was interested in me. Surprise, surprise.
I freaking love when that happens.
I was blown away. And then I literally said game changer to her.
I just wish that our listeners, our sneaky freaks, would be able to see you right now. You're like, pulled your hair out. It was sticking all over, sticking out.
Just remembering this was a wild experience.
She was on our show.
She was on the show.
See, that's what you guys can do.
She's very chill.
Right. She's chill. And she's also, wasn't she like a dominatrix?
No.
Oh, I got her confused with another person that was on our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back to year one or two when we interviewed a lot of Cam's old flings.
Yeah, the ball breaker episode.
The ball breaker episode, it go landed, back.
So you yeah, guys, after that experience, I mean, that was a quick, I mean.
That was like five times in a night, you said.
Between the time that she said, I'm interested in you, to the time we went to my bedroom, it might have been even 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
It was
a quick little skank.
Done. And then.
It was not a quick done.
Then it was for several hours after that.
And you thought you broke your dick.
Slingshotting condoms. Breaking chairs.
Why were you slingshotting condoms?
Yeah, I kept coming.
What was it, a geyser or something?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, in college, you're like, how old were you? Like 20?
22.
22?
Yep. 22.
So your hormones are like raging.
Raging. Ended up in the hospital a week later because of too much sex.
You guys have to go back. It was called the ball breaker.
Yeah.
And she was on the show, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She said she'd been waiting to get the call to be on the show.
Did she say that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that, but yeah, so I beat you.
You 100% beat me, unless I'm forgetting about something. I mean, I was thinking only penetration, not like just like making out or, you know.
Yeah, going making out very quick.
Oh, I could beat you on making out. I can be like, I was in Florida on a spring, not it wasn't spring break because I was already, I think, way older. And this guy was like trying to. He didn't even speak English. We were at a Spanish-speaking disco kind of club. And this guy literally wanted me to go with him to like a back area of the disco where he can just stick it in me for a second.
Stick it in you for a second?
That's what he said.
He said just for a second?
Yeah. I, of course, told him to take a flying leap off the next plank.
A flying leap off the next plank?
Okay, I have to give the sneaky freaks right now some sort of like disclaimer that I am now on like double dose of my thyroid medicine.
And my fucking God.
I feel like I like snorted some coke.
Oh my God. You go from down in slow mode.
Down to slow, complete hyper mode. Yeah.
Damn.
It's a roller coaster going on in my body.
And I've got Gen Mitra going on over here, which is probably the equivalent effect as your T3 medication.
What do you got?
Gen Mitra is like a toasted rice and green tea mix.
Why would you drink that?
It's fucking delicious.
Gen what?
Gen Mitra.
Jesus. Some weird ass tea drink that you got?
That's right.
Where did you get this?
From my kitchen.
You brought Jen My. I can't even
pronounce
it.
Yeah, they don't have Jen My J here, surprisingly.
Why would you have that? Anyway.
Let's turn to the Sneaky Freaks, yes, find out if anyone freaks. Could beat us at the shortest going from meeting someone to having sex with them, all right? Again, if you want to participate, we got a text line. It's 310-356-3920. I was thinking, by the way, that is going to be over our hiatus. That is going to be the thing I miss the most. Not texting and communicating with our Sneaky Freaks on a
weekly
basis.
I'm
going
to miss you guys. Maybe we can still have a question of the week, even if we don't.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, let's just do questions of the week with you guys.
Well, anyway, let's jump into the questions.
I would like to also say, if you guys have a question of the week that you want us to ask, this is the place to do it.
Yep. All right. So Ciara responded. The shortest she's gone from meeting someone to having sex with them was last Monday.
That is great. Great answer.
I had a date when I got back into town from a work trip. I asked her to meet me for dinner near the airport. Halfway between where we each lived, we had been texting and flirting for 2 weeks already, so we were well ready to take that further. I was personally ready to leave after being at the restaurant for 10 minutes, but I knew I needed food after traveling all day. So we split an appetizer and after an hour decided to invite her back to my place for the night. We stayed up for over 3 hours after getting to my house, and that wasn't talking. She slept over and then made the 2-hour journey back to her house the next day. Wowza. And yes, we're still talking and we're both smitten.
Oh,
that sounds
but
promising.
Wait, hold on a second though.
Yeah.
There was some foreplay, mental, verbal foreplay ahead of time. So that doesn't, to me, that doesn't count, Sierra.
You don't think that counts?
No.
Between meeting, you could, because it's not like a true, complete stranger?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. But I want to congratulate.
It is a wild story.
I want to give props to Sierra because she organized a meetup after a work trip. That fucking day, she didn't even go home. She went from the airport to meet up on this date.
That's when you know you're really horny.
I fucking respect that, Sarah. I think I'm going to take up that cause. I'm about to go on a trip. Maybe come back.
All right.
Go on a date.
Can I give you some tips?
Mm-hmm.
Since I took honors French in high school.
What?
And then I married an Argentinian, as you know, and got completely confused between French and Spanish.
Yeah.
But I do know something that you could say.
What's that?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Do you want to sleep with me tonight?
No way. That's what it means?
You know the song, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Yeah, that's
voulez-vous
what it means.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi
ce soir? To go to sleep with me tonight. You have to add the ce soir.
Ce soir.
That's tonight.
Look at you.
Just a little tip for my
son. It's not all close to Spanish, by the way. Voulez-vous? What the fuck is that?
Oh, okay. Do you want me to start?
What is the voulez-vous?
Do you want? It's like, you know, voulez-vous.
Quieres?
All right, so it's not quieres.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Trust me.
I'm not going to be able to speak a fucking word to anyone.
A lot of very similar.
Oh, that's a good thing to note. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir, ce soir.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. James says, on several occasions that come to mind, roughly around 2 hours, excluding swinging events and meetups, adding and swinging would give me an unrealistic skew to the numbers.
True, thank James.
You. James, thank you very much
very
for the scientific.
There.
So he goes on to tell us about a couple of these times. First time was I met this girl and just started chatting for about an hour and parted ways. Well, the next day my buddy was all, what the hell did you say to her? Because she wants to fuck you.
Wow.
Nothing. We just talked about what it was like being kids, growing up, stuff like that. Well, we met up at a party the next week and within half an hour, she was on top doing the cowgirl.
Half an hour.
It's a quick turnaround right there.
Quick turnaround. But again, like Sierra, there was some foreplay ahead of time.
Yep.
Moving on. Next person.
Nope. James guys gave us another experience.
Oh, okay.
Have had on two occasions girls approaching me when at a bar or club. One was getting back at her boyfriend by sleeping with me. So,
oh, I like the revenge.
I've been in that situation.
What?
I took a comedy class and there was a smoke show of a girl in the class and she wanted to fuck the teacher. I don't know if they were fucking or what the hell happened, but she wanted to get revenge on him. So we had a whole night out together that ended in horrible sex. There's something about this. She was like trying to take pictures with me the whole time, trying to like.
Oh, you're being used.
I was being used.
I don't like
that. Why was that guy feeling competition with me? He was the teacher of the class. Idiot. Anyway, that wasn't a great experience for neither James nor I to have revenge sex.
You know, I got to say that my boyfriend never likes to have revenge sex.
Revenge sex kind of blows ass.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I wonder, that should be a good sneaky free question of the week.
If you had revenge sex.
Have you had revenge sex?
So James goes on to say, the other was on Halloween night at the bar. I dressed up in, there's something sexy about Halloween. Let's just say that.
Well, not when I'm with you.
What?
Yeah, I always like to dress up as like a prostitute or some sort of a sexy pirate.
One time I suggested you go as Lucy.
Lucy from the Peanuts characters?
Yes.
That is the most unsexy, unfun.
That was your choice.
I don't think I went out.
I thought it would be fun. You could give out sex advice.
We gave out 10 cents, and that's another really good one. If you guys want to go find that one too, that's in our archives.
Lucy gave out 5 cent therapy advice. What was it?
We were giving out all kinds of therapy.
All right. Anyway, James goes on to say, I dressed up in an old tracksuit and hung a CD from a ribbon around my neck. It was a blank, so I used a Sharpie to write on one side silver medalist and the other side 1998 Olympics. This is a funny costume. It's quality. This dark fairy sees me taking a draw off my beer and comes over to fiddle with my silver medal. Bing, bang, boom, I was tasting her hoochie cookie dipping my wick an hour later. Side note, her friend was getting it on with some random guy I didn't know just beside us at the time. Watching those tits bounce around was a nice addition to the evening as well. You know, I hear stories like this and I think, I would like to live that life.
No, you won't. You'll be thinking to yourself, I didn't ask her if she had an STD test. I didn't ask her if she's had any pregnancy scares.
You
always say that you love that shit. And meanwhile, you go through a whole like survey. Survey says.
How do you know James didn't go through that?
You know he didn't. He just went right down to Bone Town.
Into tasting her hoochie cookie.
Tasting the hoochie cookie.
I'm curious to know how, you know, like maybe it might be the case that I am just like too locked up, sheltered, safe around with my sexuality. You know, like
Okay, but let's just say for the sake.
Yeah, the stats are against me. Yeah.
First of all, you've gone to a lot more of these sex parties than I have.
Yeah, I'm not fucking at these sex parties.
I know, but let's just say for the sake of argument that you did that.
Yeah.
Do it when you're in France, because I don't want to hear long distance all the angst that you go through.
It is such torture afterwards.
And you know, the French people are very snippy.
So they won't even tell me.
No, I'm saying afterwards, if you go to them, did you do this? They'll say au revoir.
Au revoir.
No more voulez-vous coucher avec moi for you.
Anyway, that sounds like a fun experience, James. I'm kind of envious.
You could do this, Cam. You can clown it up there.
Nick says, if we're talking about meeting in person, 2 minutes or so.
Holy
shit. Was a Grindr hookup a few years back. Super hot college guy. Neither of us had much privacy at home, so we decided to meet at a local park and do it in the woods. Only took a few minutes after meeting in person for this action to start. Basically, as long as it took to get far enough into the woods. Holy shit.
You know, here's the deal. I think gay guys are much hornier than any other subspecies of man.
Well, I think guys in general tend to be
right. So if
prone to immediately getting it on with someone.
Right. So if you get two guys, there's no holding anything back.
Yeah, I think I mean that is a blanket statement, but given all the answers that we've read through today,
that
takes the cake. We'll see. We'll keep going.
Okay, keep going.
Nick, you might be the front runner.
Nick is definitely front runner with both of us with 2 in the 1 hours.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Eleanor.
We should have also asked, was it good or not?
Well, it sounds like a super hot college guy. It sounds positive.
And then what about the hoochie coochie one, too?
That sounded very positive.
Okay.
But that seemed to take a little bit longer. That one was taking about 1 hour or so, he said? Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, 1 hour later, he said. Eleanor said, I met my current boyfriend in a frat basement on the weekend of Halloween. I was dressed as a cockroach, and he was David Bowie. I love that, Perry. First of all, again, Halloween. Sexy night, I'm telling you.
You're right. You ruined Halloween for me, but you're right.
Next thing I wanted to point out is that she was dressed as a cockroach, which I would have found very funny.
Funny,
I would have immediately approached
her. But do you think that's sexy when you're so worried about bed bugs and everything?
Yeah, it could have been a sexy cockroach.
A sexy cat. I never heard of that costume, but I think it is funny.
A sexy cockroach would be very funny. I would be turned out.
And what did
he
dress up as?
David Bowie.
David Bowie is, you know, he's got total flamboyant outfits.
Yeah.
I went to a David Bowie exhibit. It was fabulous.
Did you think he was sexy when he was popular?
David Bowie was very, like, fluid, gender fluid, or, you know, so way before his time.
Not as much of a sex icon for you.
For me, he was no Mick Jagger.
Right. I started thinking the other day about how some of these rock
stars... He's no Roger Daltrey, who I kissed on the lips, as we know.
Oh, God, here we go with the Roger Daltrey story. I was thinking about, like, how Elvis was such a sex icon.
He's no Elvis.
Do you think the Beatles were a sex icon?
Yes.
People wanted to fuck the Beatles.
They were throwing... Oh, how about Tom Jones? People were taking the panties up, throwing it to the
stage.
That's
a real sex icon. How about Michael Jackson?
No.
Not a sex icon.
And after I watched that Neverland, he's not even an artist I listen to anymore.
I started thinking he did seem to be trapped in, like, a child's world, you know?
Not trapped. He enjoyed that world.
Well, you know, Neverland. Stunted in, you know.
Well, he was forced into performing at age five.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that kind of still, I've been studying his videos, by the way. I love the way he dances. It's unbelievable.
The moonwalk.
Phenomenal.
I mean, total talent on all aspects. But I'm telling you, after you go watch the documentary, Neverland, it's horrifying.
All right. I'm not watching that. I still think it's very interesting to me that he's not viewed as, like, such a sex icon. I wonder if that's just for you or for everyone.
No, for everyone. He's not sexy at all.
But he was so talented.
That doesn't mean sexy.
I know. That's interesting. Now, it doesn't always translate like
that.
I mean,
Shirley Temple is talented and no one thinks of her as sexy.
I liked Shirley Temple.
Know what I'm talking about.
I only know her as a little girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that are talented that are not sexy at all.
Yeah.
Now, Harry Styles.
For the record, I wasn't sexually turned on by Shirley Temple. Get off my
back. What about
Harry
Styles?
I bet a lot of girls want to fuck him.
What about the Biebs?
Well, again, a lot of can you think of
what about
modern
John
day?
Mayer?
Probably a lot. Yeah, I'm having trouble thinking of a modern day celebrity that people don't want to like, that is not a sex icon. It's an interesting question.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank in my thyroid pilitis here.
All right. Well,
don't ask me to come up with any
it's
names.
An interesting question. If you could think of a modern day celebrity that is not like a sex icon that everyone wants to fuck, but is somehow, I bet you can find some, like, no, I'm talking rock stars, because of course you can find comedians that people don't want to fuck.
Yeah, and actors you can find that you don't want to fuck.
I'm talking rock stars. We're talking rock stars, modern day rock star that people
like.
Don't
I would
fuck.
Do Bono. I would do Chris Martin from Coldplay. Shall I continue?
No. All right. Joe says, I usually don't do it before the third date, but my current GF, it was a couple of hours. It was our first date, and she'd just gotten divorced from her husband of 30 years a few months before and really needed the validation. She accidentally said she loved me during sex, and we both laughed about it. Now we've been together almost 2 years, and she's moving in this weekend.
Oh, who is this?
Congrats to Joe.
Joe, mazel tov, Joe.
It's amazing that sometimes you just feel that energy immediately, and you're down.
Well, you know what? My boyfriend, when he was bartending, said there will be a lot of women that would come in that are just getting, like, their divorce papers signed.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking to get laid.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need to do. You need to go to a bar.
Find a divorcee bar.
A divorcee bar where people that just get divorced go, and they are willing and able to have sex with anyone.
Yeah. It doesn't sound so appealing to me, but...
Why?
I don't know.
It does it's not like sound
the
so...
The way that she really needed the validation, that's such a turnoff to me. If I feel the girl really needs the validation...
If you're going through a divorce,
yeah,
you imagine how many years you've had really shitty sex before.
That's true.
You know, it's not going to be great sex and then you get divorced the next day. It's usually shitty sex. So you want to feel sexy and alive again. So then you go and you start...
That's a different framing. I would get turned on by that, I think.
Yeah.
But I've been with people where I could feel that they're just looking for my praise or validation or something like that.
That's needy.
Nobody likes the lack of confidence is not attractive.
Well, what is the most attractive quality of anybody?
I know. That's why I bring it up, Mother.
Confidence.
I know.
I have confidence in sunshine.
At this point, I swear to God, I think I can do this podcast alone and I can fill in all of the same songs and shit that come out of your mouth.
Do you even know what musical that was from?
No. The Life and Times of Karen Lee Potter.
No, I think it's called, it's either My Fair Lady or like Julie Andrews, one of her musicals. I don't know.
My sister would know this in a heartbeat.
I would like to say, I went to see Little Mermaid with your sister and a friend. I was a basket case. I was bawling. But the reason I bring this up is because at the end, the credits come up. Yeah, guess who's one of the producers?
Who's that?
Lin-Manuel.
Why do you bring that up, bro?
I almost died.
Why do you bring that up?
I saw it at the beginning. I'm like, oh, no. And then I thought Javier Bardem, who people say you look like, too, plays the father, the seahorse.
Are you're trying to antagonize me right now?
A little bit.
A little bit. It's a lot of bit.
A little bit. I'm trying to antagonize you.
You're definitely trying to antagonize me.
Okay.
All know I have a little animosity towards Lin-Manuel.
And why don't you explain to our new sneaky freaks what that animosity stems from?
He is praised as such a fucking god in this musical theater world. And then he goes and he gets the part of Dick Van Dyke's in Mary Poppins Returns.
I will give you credit that he wasn't the best.
He wasn't the best. He butchered the whole fucking part. It was awful. So,
and Dick Van Dyke was in that movie. He could have played.
He really should have played himself.
At that point, he was 94. He's got to be 98 right now.
He would have been better than Lin-Manuel at any age of Lin-Manuel. You know, someday I'm going to meet Lin-Manuel.
One day, Lin-Manuel might come to you and say, "I've got a part for you. I need a clown and someone who's been trained in French."
Oh my God. Tom says, the elder statesman weighs in here.
Elder statesman Tom is pushing 71.
If you had to make a guess, how quickly from meeting to fucking for Tom?
So Tom, what he does, he swings on a tree like Tarzan.
He likes to fuck outside in nature.
Right. So I'm thinking that he meets a girl, takes her on a little swing, and then...
How long to get to the swing, though?
Maybe 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
I could see him going right down into it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, he can. I could see him locking eyes with a woman from across the bar. I see like a saloon action.
A saloon?
Yeah, and he's holding like a pistol or
gun
something.
Gun smoke or something?
What is that called when you twirl the pistol? Puts it in his pocket, goes over there. Can I get this pretty lady a drink? Then they go in the back and they bone.
I say it's completely, he's in nature. He's running through the forest. He sees a woman. He grabs onto a branch. He swings across like a moat.
A moat?
Or some sort of river.
Yeah.
They land on a beautiful like layer of seagrass.
Yeah, that's nice.
Seagrass?
Seagrass.
I'm still in the Little Mermaid.
The moss.
Moss. Yeah. He lands on some bed of moss.
Maybe under a waterfall or some shit.
Yeah, and he has sex within 10 minutes, so go on.
Yeah. And of course, it lasts the whole next day.
Oh, he's fucking more than you.
Yeah. All right, so Tom says, the drum roll, please, under 3 hours.
Oh, well, we beat him.
That is surprising.
Under 3 hours. It took him 3 hours.
Still pretty fast. He says, party at my house, and she came with some late arriving guests. I asked if she wanted to stay, and she said yes. As soon as the last people left, we were pulling clothes off and making out on the sofa. So he was getting cock-blocked by the other people. You know, yeah, it could have happened much faster.
If he was alone with this woman?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He goes on to say, I remember her saying over scrambled eggs that I was the first to go down on her after just meeting.
The first, a
single mom. For the next couple months, we'd get together about once a week after the kid went to bed. Wow, Tom.
He did not disappoint.
He did not disappoint. It makes a lot of sense, first of all, that...
What did I say?
Yeah, the single mom.
The single mom.
Maybe she went through a divorce.
Single mom, yep.
She's going, she wants to get it done.
She's looking for someone to just munch away.
And then munch.
To scrambled eggs and pussy.
the first to go down on her after just meeting. Now, that's an interesting little claim to fame.
Well, first of all, I have a friend. She's no longer with us. But she went out with this guy.
Am I currently wearing her bracelets right
now? Yes, yes. Oh, she made those bracelets for me. Anyway, she went out with this guy. She was single. And he was going through a divorce. He's been through a divorce. And he said he hadn't had sex with anybody in like 12 years. So he didn't feel the need to use a condom.
Oi.
Guess what happened?
What?
He has an outbreak of herpes right after being with her.
No. What
happened? She was livid. She was like...
He told her that?
Yeah.
And then did she get it or no?
I don't think she got it.
Wow. Lucky her.
Right. But she had to wait 6 months to wait for all the testing to go through and everything. Yeah.
But truthfully, though, even if you wear a condom...
Right. That's true.
You can still transmit herpes. However, it is less so.
Mr. Expert.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Why is there something on your watch? There's some text on your watch right now.
Oh, I don't know. It says Apple ID verification. It irritates me.
Your tech.
It's not a text.
Your tech is always fucked up.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I always have text issues.
Mercury in retrograde is always.
I'm always in retrograde. I'm always going in retrograde. None of my things work. The other day I deleted my entire email, over 2,000 emails.
No.
Because an error message kept popping up.
Jesus. Lisa says, we were both in town in Denver for different work obligations. I met him after he saw me dancing on the bar at Coyote Ugly. We hung out and had some drinks. He walked me back to my hotel and I invited him in to fuck. My one and only one night, but not really, because we actually became good friends over the phone for years. That's nice.
Good story.
I'm wondering if I should go to that bar Coyote Ugly this upcoming weekend.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely go there.
Trying to relive the experience that Lisa experienced?
Yeah. Lisa always has some fun experiences.
But I think it's a little easier usually for a girl to walk into a bar, a woman to walk into a bar and say like, oh, I'm going to fuck tonight or something, as opposed to a guy who's... just going. I go to bars all the time trying to have sex and it does not happen.
You do?
Well, most times I'm in a bar, I'd like to be having sex.
So you're out there on the prowl at all times.
Yeah, I was at a bar this weekend. I saw a cute girl. I just, too scared.
Too scared of what? What's the worst that can happen?
I think it was the context too. I was with a bachelor party, so everyone's eyes were on me a little bit.
They're all watching you.
Yeah, I don't need onlookers.
One of the people was your brother. You would have been clapping.
He offered a wingman for me.
And he'd be a good one at that.
Yeah, he would be good. No, but I just couldn't get myself to do it. I was too tired and stressed out by it.
All right, we're going to get to that in a minute. Let's do one more.
All right.
I definitely want to come back to that.
Okay. How about Aaron? Aaron says, a few hours. I went on a date at the girl's house at around 1400. What's with the army time?
Army time.
2 p.m. First date ended up to where I stayed the night, had sex 3 times, and left around 12 the next day. I think we were together 21 hours total. We're now boyfriend and girlfriend. That doesn't include when I slept with men trying to find myself, in that case, a few minutes.
Oh,
yep.
Men trying to find yourself.
Yes. Yeah, I love this, that the quick coming together leads to a relationship sometimes.
Several. It seems like over the years we've heard a lot of stories like that.
I love that. That's great. So I want to thank everyone for your wonderful answers. We love hearing from you. If you'd like to participate in this text line, give us a text at 310-356-3920. Thank you, you sneaky motherfucking freaks. So, Mother, what's going on in your life?
So, speaking of quick trying to pick up people, I was approached at a party this weekend.
No way.
Yeah, my building had a party on a rooftop.
Oh, casual. Okay.
Casual. And I mean, the day before, 2 days before, I was walking by the hot tub and this guy is like, come on in the hot tub. I'm like, no, my bathing suit's going to turn colors.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of chemicals in the water. So I didn't go.
Okay.
Same dude. I see him at this party that we're having on a rooftop. Has the same name as your brother.
Okay.
And he comes up, starts chatting. And my friend who I was with said, this guy has a baby mama.
Uh-huh.
And she's 4 months pregnant.
Oh, damn.
And he is flirting away.
Oh, damn.
Trying to get me to do something. I don't even know what, because I wasn't giving him the time of day. But
you weren't into it.
No, I'm not into being picked up by someone that's your brother's namesake and age and has a baby.
Age?
And
he's in his 20s?
I don't know. It could be 30s. But it had apparently had a bun in the oven with somebody 4 months cooking.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that guy.
That's not happening. So that was one.
That's exciting.
That was totally
exciting.
So that
guy lives in your building?
Uh-huh.
Is that going to be awkward every time you see him?
No.
Interesting.
I didn't pay attention to his advances.
You have suitors calling.
And then the other thing I was going to say,
yeah,
which is going to go along with mom's news, that somehow or another, I am now like this local celebrity because I am, what's the word? Uh-oh, coming off of the T3 right now.
It's a quick up and down.
It's a quick up and down. The boobs, no bra.
The boobs, no bra?
Yeah.
You became a celebrity because of that?
Yes. You should know because apparently you get updates every time I'm in the news and in the Sun.
But why did you become a local celebrity?
A celebrity. Put it this
not
way.
Not an international celebrity.
International celebrity because I'm fearless in how I put out these videos about not wearing a bra.
Yeah.
My friend sent me a thing that said, it was a beach bag. It said, bras are a social construct. And I believe it.
That's very nice of her.
Would you think guys, if they had boobs hanging out, would want to be wearing bras?
I
don't
know.
Do you know how constrained you'd feel? You would be out of your mind uncomfortable.
But I don't understand. Guys tend not to like when women wear bras anyway.
I know.
So they don't want them to wear bras. The women don't want to be wearing bras. So why is anyone wearing bras?
I think because we have been accustomed to not showing nipples, first of all.
Okay.
And secondly, of trying to keep them lifted higher so they wouldn't stretch out. I don't know. I'm trying to guess.
Yeah.
So they don't look like a National Geographic special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I've decided to go as many days possible without wearing a bra. And apparently the local, the international news has picked up on it.
Yes.
And yeah.
Have you felt that your breasts are starting to sag more and more because you're going braless more and more?
I have not noticed that.
Wow.
But the TikTokers are noticing. I'm upstairs with my boyfriend and I'm like, can you take a quick little video of me? Because I like to keep my TikTok audience entertained.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing a shirt without a bra. And I just did a little shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, this is going viral. This is going viral. I'm telling you, in 2 days, 7,000 views.
He called it.
He called it.
7,000, that's so much.
Well,
it's viral.
It went viral and I got the news. Are you ready for the news?
Oh, we're going right to mom's news.
Well, kind of.
All right, let's do it. Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news. Mom's news is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info.
I just thought I'd share a part of the article that you actually sent me because for some reason you get alerts every time I'm in the news.
I know. I'm usually around like midnight, so I'm going to bed and I'm getting alerts that my mother has been written up in the Sun or some other amazing publication.
Yeah.
That somehow suggested you're influencing people to wear bras less.
Yeah. So it says Karen Lee Potter has more than 90,000 followers on her TikTok. I'm more than 90, I think. And hosts her own comedy podcast, Sex Talk with My Mom.
Shout out to Sex Talk with My Mom.
Her content is centered around comedy and body positivity as she isn't afraid to bear it all when she wants to. In a recent video, she pointed out a sign that read, bras are a social construct, and nodded along, showing that she agreed with the message. And in the background, the song Free at Last by Tonio Armani could be heard. So I just thought that'd be interesting for our listeners to hear about my little sneaky freaks.
First of all, you have shared, this is no longer news.
This has been
going on for months.
This is the latest and the greatest article.
What? How did this segment become just you talking about the different publications that you've been written up as?
Okay.
As a tit-swinging cougar.
It was either talking about that or talking about 25 ways you can use the lube.
Oh, my God.
And then I thought to myself,
it's boring.
That sounds boring. I'd much rather hear about my tits flying all over the place.
Well, thank you for that mom's news.
Mom's news. Mom's news.
Mom's news.
Are we ready for that other fun segment of our show called Hit On or Shit On?
How did you skip over my whole life update?
Oh, shit, I did. Oh, are we ready for that exciting part of the show?
You don't give a shit about what's going on in my life.
I do, because apparently you're just like the world traveler these days. Little Bilbo Baggins.
I've been going to a lot of bachelor parties. You know what's interesting? Bachelor parties, you're not going to please all the people all the time. You know, there's inevitably at every bachelor party, there are going to be moments where you're like, this is not my cup of tea.
Well, I know, like, your sister went away to, like, an Airbnb in Scottsdale, and the girls played games, and they ate really good food, and they went out to dinner, and they got drunk.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
Not exactly.
Were there strippers?
No strippers. I'm referring to the second bachelor party I went to, which was, both bachelor parties are very fun. The second one I went to was for a, let's just say, a movie buff.
The bachelor was a movie buff?
Everyone involved was a movie buff, except me that doesn't even own a fucking TV.
How do you not own a TV? Who doesn't watch TV?
I don't remember the last time I watched a movie or a TV show. Definitely not within the last 6 months.
I know, because I said, why can't we watch the last Succession? And you're like, well, because I haven't watched one episode yet. Like you're going to ever watch it.
I watched the first season of Succession.
They're on their last season, the season series finale.
Season three?
No, season five, and it's done.
Season five? I got to catch up with four more seasons?
It could be four, but whatever it is, it's done.
Well, I don't want to fucking watch it. I did that with fucking Game of Thrones. I didn't watch any of the seasons until the last season, and I watched the whole thing with you, and I didn't understand a word that was going on. Anyway, I loved this bachelor party. We had a fun time filming a sketch. It was right up my alley.
Wait, you said to me there were some highs and there's some lows.
There were some highs and lows. So the sketch was a high. Going to a barcade and playing a bunch of games was a high.
And you said you sang karaoke.
Singing karaoke was a super high. There was a dip in the day for me. Not for everyone, but for me. And that was when they rented out a movie theater and decided to play horror movies, bad horror movies for 5.5 hours.
Now, sneaky freaks, if you've been listening to anything in the almost 8 years, you know that Cam has a phobia about horror movies.
I can't do horror movies. Even bad horror movies scare the fuck out of me.
I think it was when you were 5 years old and your grandparents took you to see the Ring of Fire at the museum, and you got so scared you ran out of that wasn't even a horror movie.
I'm easily overstimulated. Okay.
So of all things,
being in a 13-seat theater,
yes,
for 5.5 hours.
First of all, I can't think of any movie I'd want to watch or any TV that for 5.5 hours straight.
Well, it was a compilation of
Many
bad movies. Yeah.
Why would someone make a compilation?
Edited it all together. And I mean, it looked beautiful and it was very well done.
But they were bad horror movies?
It felt like I was in a torture chamber because I get so nervous. I couldn't even look. I just was on Hinge the whole time, just hinging.
You were hinging?
Hinging the whole fucking time.
So maybe you don't know. Maybe because you were hinging, you don't realize how great these shows were.
I heard everything. I saw a lot of it.
For how many hours?
There was one movie that we started watching, maybe for 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh my God, this is getting scarier and scarier, more fucked up. And I look it up. It's written by Stephen King. What? Stephen King?
Stephen King wrote all horror movies.
I know. I did not want to watch that, a Stephen King movie.
You're scared to even read the books.
Anyway. It was a great bachelor party. That part freaked me the fuck out.
5.5 hours of terror.
Terror. But then I did.
Your brother did say something funny.
Which was what?
He was enjoying it because he was A, drinking, and B, watching you freak the fuck out.
I had my hat over my eyes.
You had your hat over your eyes? Did you have earplugs in?
No, I wish I had earplugs in, though, because they were scary sounds, even.
How does this happen to you? You go to Argentina, you go to a play or something, and it turned out it's a horror play?
Yeah, in Colombia, I went on a date, and it turned out to be a horror show.
A horror show, yeah. And you had to walk out immediately.
Yeah, it did.
I don't understand it. You were always around.
People like horror. I don't. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
But I'm a team player and I stuck through it.
I got to give you credit for that.
Yeah.
I probably would have left and come back like 4 hours later.
Thank you. Yeah. I did leave at a certain point.
And you then walked
came
out?
Back. Yeah. I told my brother I was going to the bathroom for a while.
I did that at a Grateful Dead concert. It was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I walked out, walked back in. They're still playing the same song 45 minutes later.
Sometimes you're not going to win them all. But I'm pretty good when it comes to weddings in being part of the weddings.
You're always going to weddings. Every weekend you've got another wedding. You're going to a wedding this weekend.
I was asked by a friend to be part of his wedding, and this was a first for me.
What?
He asked me, I've been part of weddings before, but this was the first.
Let's tell the sneaky freaks how many different things you've done at weddings.
I've been the best man a couple times.
I know you were an MC at one.
I was
of them.
The MC a couple times.
A couple times.
Yep. I was an officiant, going to be two times now in a couple weeks.
Were you ever a groomsman?
I was groomsman a couple times. This time, he asked me to be a part of the wedding as an honorary groomsman, but he really wants me to just be the flower man. You've what? Heard of flower girls? You now get a flower man.
You're going to be a flower man.
Yes.
Handing out little rose petals?
Rose petals, flowers of all varieties, and alcohol before the ceremony begins.
Why does everything turn into a clown show?
I honestly don't know. This is not even a clown wedding. It's
well,
that would make sense if it was a friend who does clowning. This is not. It's just a guy, and he's like, oh, this would be fun.
I remember at my wedding, I was irritated because the ring bearer was like 2 years old and started screaming.
Oh, wow.
So maybe this is a way to not
I was the ring bearer another time.
Yeah, you were the ring bearer my sister's first wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But so maybe this is a way to get, maybe he didn't want to ask like a real little kid to be this ring bearer. So that's why he thought Cam to be the flower boy.
I was thrilled when he asked me this. I think it's a great honor.
You're so excited about this?
Fucking, probably my favorite part of being I've been asked to do.
Okay.
All right. Those are the two updates that I'll share for now. And if we have more, I'll weigh in more, but I don't think we do. Instead, I would like us to move on to hit on or shit on. Hit on or shit on is the segment of the show where we go through your comments and determine if they are a hit on or a shit on. So, Mother, what do we got?
This was very fun. One of my friends is a stand-up comic. She's been on our show, Monique Marvez. She's phenomenal. She's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Took a picture with her at one of her shows and said how talented she was. And this one guy named Lord Maharaja said, she's a riot. And then Monique said, thank you. I think Karen is too. And you know what he said?
Mm.
She's a whole revolution.
Well, you both are getting some love over here.
I can't think of a more compliment than she's a whole revolution.
Yeah.
And that's way better than being funny.
You're a revolution.
I'm a revolution.
You're a movement, Mother.
I'm a movement, a bowel movement.
You're a big bowel movement.
I was so excited to hear that. That's so I guess sweet. That's a hit on.
Yeah.
Assuming revolution is some good thing.
Yeah.
And then I referred to before, I was cleaning out all my hard drive.
Oh boy.
All these emails.
Oh God, I'm scared to see what you came up with.
And I came up with some doozies.
Oh Jesus.
I'm just gonna go whipping through them.
Whip it.
All right. So I don't know if these are hit ons or shit ons, but here we go. Forward, your big fan on the planet. This guy named Babu says, it's for share my views on Insta story love. I like you so, so much, baby.
Hit on.
Dear Miss Karen, what website do you recommend for the possibility of meeting someone possibly interested in my age area? I'm 75 and in good shape.
That's more of a question, not even a hit on or shit on.
It goes on.
Okay.
For my age, high energy, high IQ, and interested in long-term intellectual conversations, plus classical music and art and possibly AI.
I'm interested in that as well.
Long-term, intimate, committed relationship. Your ideas and time and responding are deeply appreciated and respected. Thank you for the kindness of your response.
Do you think that he's going to find a 75-year-old woman interested in AI?
He never said he wanted a 75-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think he's going to find a 40-year-old woman interested in AI?
Possibly. You never know. So are you going to find someone interested in Bilbo Baggins?
They don't need to be interested in Bilbo, but probably.
Pablo says, hi, I want advice on girls.
Hmm. Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Mom, are these just questions that you've collected or are these hit-ons or shit-ons?
These are hit-ons or shit-ons. Here's one from...
Because so far you've just offered two questions.
Blair says, you need an OnlyFans. There's not too many hot cougars out there.
Okay. That's a hit-on with some business advice for you.
Business advice.
That's nice.
Then we got, I've been curious for a couple of days and I really want to experience something new. How do I find a MILF or know if they are looking for something? I've been a bit curious.
Another question. Not a hit on nor a shit on.
This one says, love your video. I'm 61. Thanks for the giggle.
Okay. Hit on. Last one.
Last one. No, there's a lot more.
Okay. Well,
hello,
this is the
last
one.
Hello, my name is Chris Chisholm Martins. Please, I'm single and searching for sugar mama. Mommy, that I will love and cherish with all my heart. I love you.
Maybe that's a hit on for you.
We have one left.
No, stop.
The only time I have realized I have secretly fallen in love for you is when everything around me reminds me of you in the smallest things and the most unexpected moments, and I cannot tell you a single thing about it.
That's a hit on. All right.
And the rest are rest are coming from all different countries.
Mom, please stop.
I mean, we're talking.
Mom.
All right. I'm not going to tell you anymore.
Put the phone down.
There is one person who wants to come on our show asking if...
Mom?
I was wondering if you were possibly interested in having someone on with a micro penis to talk about and share some stories. I think I'd be interesting for you and the viewers. Okay. Is that a hit on or what?
Again, it's a question. Put the phone down.
All right, the phone is down.
Thank you for that hit on or shit on segment.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put the rest of these on Patreon.
You are?
Yes.
All right.
And I'm going to, you know, cross out the names so people, you know, aren't going to be upset with me for publicizing, even though they're all in public areas. Anyway, yes, if you want to join us on Patreon, you'll see more of these lovely hit on or shit ons from different people from around the world, by the way. We're talking Istanbul. We're talking Africa. We're talking everything.
Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. With that, I'd like to segue into the best segment of the show.
Which is why you wanted to be done with the last segment.
That's right. When you know you have a gem coming, you don't want to fucking waste your time on the little pebbles leading up to it.
Oh, here it is. Let me take a guess.
Dear friends, this is the segment of the show that makes you want to go from meeting someone to the bedroom in an instant.
This is the one that you want to let your boobs fly with the wind.
It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
clown-like
or
funny
or
boring.
It's Cam's Uppers. This week, I was actually, it was last night, I was reading my book, The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle.
The what?
The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle by Murakami.
What? And who and why would you read that book?
I like this book. It's a very trippy, weird book.
This is why you don't watch TV or watch movies. You're reading weird books.
That's right. Weird books.
Where'd you find this weird book?
I don't know. It's a classic literature piece. I don't know. Anyway, he writes about a story. The main character tells a story. And the story is of Shitty Island.
What?
He tells the story of Shitty Island. And I thought it would be appropriate to share this with you today.
What is it? My island full of shit?
Again, jumping to the punchline.
Really?
Shitty Island. Somewhere far, far away, there's a shitty island. An island without a name. An island not worth giving a name. A shitty island with a shitty shape. On this shitty island grow palm trees that also have shitty shapes. And the palm trees produce coconuts that give off a shitty smell. Shitty monkeys live in the trees, and they love to eat these shitty-smelling coconuts, after which they shit the world's foulest shit. The shit falls on the ground and builds up shitty mounds, making the shitty palm trees that grown on them even shittier.
Wait, can I interrupt and ask a question?
It's an endless cycle.
Can I ask a question?
Why did you have to interrupt me in the critical moment in that story?
Because is this the kind of coffee beans that they come out of the monkeys that shit out, and they're $25 like a pound of coffee beans?
Joseph, do you want to be the new host of Sex Talk with my mom?
You want to hear about the shitty island that the monkeys shit out coffee beans?
The reason I wanted to share this story is because...
Read the last line again.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear the last line, right?
I interrupted. I apologize.
The shit falls on the ground and builds up shitty mounds, making the shitty palm trees that have grown on them even shittier. It's an endless cycle.
Of shit?
Yeah. And I've thought a lot about this, actually.
In the book was this chapter?
He is yelling at someone that he's in a fight with. And he basically tells him he's a piece of shit. Huh?
Is this a fiction novel? Is this a clown type book?
It's kind of like if Salvador Dali wrote a novel, this would feel like. It's very trippy.
Salvador Dali, the artist?
Yeah.
You used to have
a poster? Surrealist. Huh?
I think you had a poster in your room of Salvador Dali.
Anyway, I wanted to share this because he talks about basically it's this endless cycle of when you keep focusing on the shit and producing shit in your life, it will just continue in this cycle, right? And I was thinking about this a lot when I was struggling through the 5.5-hour horror movie session. I was so tempted to call you or call someone to vent because I couldn't handle it.
I would have loved you to call me and vent.
But I knew that if I were to do that, it would have just compounded the shittiness that I was experiencing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would have been, I think by complaining about something without doing anything about it, ends up propagating it and perpetuating
it. Right.
And I don't want to live on a shitty island. And I thought this was such a hilarious and beautiful way of describing that type of cycle. That
it is, but I think it would even have been even better if they took that shit and they made it into that coffee.
Oh, Jesus coffee, Christ.
The coffee beans?
I know exactly what you're fucking talking about. All right, that's Cam's Uppers. Cam's Uppers is the place to be. We had one listener text I wanted to share before we, you know,
okay,
bow out for the day. This is from Senpai in the Sheets.
What?
Senpai.
In the Sheets?
Yeah, that's her name. Or their name. They go, you inspired me to take my mom to a toy store, and we had the best time picking out some new items.
I love it.
It opened up a fun topic for our girl time. Thanks a bunch for making it not so weird a topic to talk about with your mom. I played her at one of your podcasts on the way home, and she's a fan now, too.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Senpai. You made our days with that text.
I love that. This is what keeps me going.
Not
the questions about where can I meet a sugar mommy.
Yeah. Well,
is there a sugar mommy store somewhere out there that people can go to meet people?
No, maybe you can create one. You'll be the owner of this sugar mama store.
Wait, okay. So this girl took her mother to a toy shop.
Yes.
And opened up a whole line of communication.
I love it. Phenomenal.
I think that your sister would be embarrassed if I took her to a toy shop.
You think I'd enjoy going to a toy shop with you?
You probably have more toys in your apartment than there is in any shop.
That's very true.
I was going through like our toy bin.
Yeah.
I was finding stuff from years ago.
Yeah. We got some relics in there.
We got relics. We should have some contest with the fans.
Well, we've reached the end of our show, Mother.
Yes, we have.
So I want to thank all of our sneaky freaks for participating in this conversation, supporting us by listening and sharing this with a friend. It really helps us out. And if you haven't yet, please give us a rating and review wherever you've listened to this, especially Spotify.
And once we're on hiatus, don't forget about us. Keep checking in. We'll be putting stuff up on the social media channels and maybe doing some live streams.
The hiatus doesn't begin for another few weeks. It starts in July. So
we're just getting you ready to wean you off the nipple for a minute.
Wean off the nip, that freewheeling nip.
Because Cam's going to be pumping while he's gone.
I want to thank our Patreon members, our Sneaky Freak Patreon members, for keeping our lights on. We really appreciate all of your support.
And attending all our Sneaky Freak parties.
That's right. We love you guys. With that.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the boobies flying recklessly.
Boobies flying recklessly.
It works.
It does. Trees and boobies flying recklessly works.
It does.
All right. We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.